have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And here we go again. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be. Whenever you decide to hit that play button, I am filled with appreciation for you listening in and for taking that step, those steps, to improve your life. Because that's what really this show is all about, is self-improvement, personal development, quantum leap, goal achievement, radical personal transformation. We're here to always move into more, into a greater, expanded version of ourselves. So kudos to you for making the choice and deciding, yeah, I have this infinite potential available to me, and I want more. I want more of it. You know, when we're talking more of it, whatever it is, however you define success and prosperity of your life, we're not talking from a place of greed, more and more and more stuff, more and more and more things, more and more and more money for me, 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 me. We can want and desire a lot of those things, but we can do it authentically and genuinely with the intention of being in service to others. Somehow, some way, it got twisted around, but that there's great pride and doing without, that it's wonderful to be poor. I don't know where that came from. But we can do a lot of good things with whole life prosperity. And you know what I mean by that, whole life prosperity. We can't do a whole lot of good things for other people if we don't have prosperity of health, right? We can't really be functioning at our highest level without prosperity of relationships, can we? We got to know how to move and get around in the world, getting along with others, right? And we can sure do an awful lot of good with an abundance of wealth, an abundance of money, with a very secure financial situation in our lives, so we have plenty to draw from to help others. Not as handouts, but hand-ups. So, today, let's get into it. Yesterday, I had you shift perspective a little bit. I was talking about the abundance of people that I talk to and ask them what they want, and they say, I don't know. And it's funny, most of those people are in the United States, which is, I don't know how I find it, because I talk to people all over the world, and I think we take things for granted here in this country. Not sure what's all behind that, haven't given it a lot of thought, but yesterday I was talking about what is it that you want, and I've been asking that question for a long, long time. And when people say they don't know what they want, well, in yesterday's episode, I invited you to think about what you don't want. Because this show is about universal laws. Laws that we must cooperate with in order to make manifest in our field of experience that which we do want. So when somebody says, well, I don't know what I want, yesterday's show was about looking about what you don't want, because since we live with law and order, the law and order of the universe, the law on a higher level, we know that there's a polar opposite, right? There's positive and negative. There's up, there's down, there's in and out. There's outside and inside. And the list goes on and on and on. So when we clearly identify what we don't want, which is, seems to be very easy for most people to do, well, we can flip it around and identify the polar opposite. And we can list these things. And I invited you to take out pen and page and make a list of all the things that you don't want if you are the type of person that doesn't know what they do want. And then we narrow that down and get to some of your big dream goals. And that's the work that we do when we're doing our free consultations, either myself or my wife, Tanae. We identify, what is it you want? How bad do you want it? And then we start moving in the direction of getting there. Unfortunately, most of you reject the big dream goals, the big dream ideas, because you don't think it's possible for you. However, for some strange reason, you think it's possible for somebody else. Well, call us. Because if you don't believe that it's possible for you, you can borrow our belief in you that it is possible for you. You can be, do, and have it all. Today, I want to talk about non-negotiables. Yesterday, I alluded to the fact that that would be the topic for today, so let's get right into it. Non-negotiables are those things that we do every day, no matter what. And this has to be part of our positive path of personal development. When we're seeking to be more, do more, have more, to be this grander, greater expression of life, we have to do things in a certain way. That certain way is taken from the book The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And the certain way that we do things is the good habits that we form every day. You know, there's a paradigm shift coming up, and there's not anybody that's listening to this that should not be involved in that. You can sign up for a virtual ticket to watch the entire series. It's a weekend series, October 11th through 13th, from the comfort of your own home. And it's just phenomenal, the shift of energy. I've attended two of them that way. And you don't even have to be available those dates, because by purchasing a virtual ticket, immediately when it's over, you get the recording of the entire thing and access to that for 2 weeks. And it's really inexpensive. This isn't a big, high-ticket, high-priced event. So you want to do that. But the paradigm shift is about changing those paradigms that control our behavior. What I'm talking about here with non-negotiables is establishing best practices for living your life in the lane that is conducive to success and prosperity. So some of the things, you know, and I have a little list that I made for this show, is just taking a look at my day and my life and what are some of the things that are non-negotiable. And I thought I'd share mine in order for you to come up with your own list. And I highly, highly recommend that the list I share becomes at least a part of your list if you want to really move yourself from where you are now to where you want to be. Number one, and these are in no particular order, they're all equally important in my life. Number one is to exercise, physical activity, to sweat. You know, we shift, when we raise our heartbeat, when we generate some perspiration, we are altering our vibration. We are altering our metabolism. We are altering all that we are. Every cell comes alive when we engage in physical activity. It's healthy, it's good for us, and it's something that should be done every single day. And you know what, there's other things that are happening, both mentally, physically, emotionally, physiologically, when we are exercising, we go to a different place in consciousness. Now, I'm not that kind of a doctor, and I'm not a, versed on what's happening with us chemically, but we do release endorphins and dopamine and things like that when we exercise at an intense rate. So all kinds of things are going on is the point. And it's good stuff, and it's good for us. But in consciousness, we elevate our consciousness because we don't have as many random thoughts going on as we do just in our regular everyday state. Consciousness is elevated because we're focusing on the activity and what's at hand. So this little gentle shift physically helps to alter us mentally and thus leads to altering us emotionally. We begin to feel good. We feel good about ourselves, right? Don't we? Don't we work out, and when we're done, had a good workout, and we say, wow, I'm really glad I did that. When I started, I didn't want to do it today, but boy, I'm glad I did, right? So I do it very early in the morning. I get up at 2 a.m. I'm pulling the handle at the gym to go in and start my routine about 2:30 in the morning. Just about every single day, at least 5-6 days a week. And I feel good when I'm done. I'm glad I did it. A lot of days, that's really early in the morning, a lot of days I say, oh boy, not today. But I'm glad I did it. And when we feel good that way, you know, I know myself, I feel like I won before the day even gets started or is even close to getting started for most people. So that's the non-negotiable. That's got to take place every single day. And if something happens and I don't make it to Planet Fitness or wherever I'm working out, I still got to do some physical activity where it's running up and down a flight of stairs a few times. You know, I can even put another non-negotiable in there, which is drumming. You know, drumming. I think every home should have at least a hand drum in it. Every day we should do some kind of drumming. The benefits are immeasurable and numerous for our body. It improves circulation. There's pain and tension relief. There's an increase in our immunity system. It lowers blood pressure, improves motor skills, relieves chronic pain. It burns calories, calms our nervous system, leads to cardiovascular health, lower stress, neutralizes anxiety, increases energy, and the list goes on and on. And that's just tapping out a simple rhythm on a hand drum. You can use a book or a desktop or a tabletop too. For your mind, this is benefits of drumming. For your mind, it produces mindfulness, increases mental strength, it improves your concentration, it leads to peace of mind, enhanced creativity, improved memory, mental awareness, mental clarity, increase in self-acceptance. It calms that mental chatter, just like exercise does, calms that mental chatter. It balances our brain hemispheres. We're usually right or left brain dominant. This drumming activity will balance that. And it improves our overall brain function. So we got exercise, sweating, physical activity, drumming I put in there. Next on the list, and again, these are in no particular order, would be prayer and meditation. I am one that meditates often while I'm on the treadmill, believe it or not. That may seem odd, but I close my eyes. I got my meditative music on, and I go to just a place and space that is just nowhere. I don't even know how to describe it. But when I come home and shower up, I sit down again, and before I do anything else, I go into a deep meditation at least for 20 minutes. So this is really, really, really important to get clarity. You know, you hear me say almost every episode that we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And meditation is about stilling those thoughts, getting to our place, with the objective being to get to that place of no thought. You know, we have thoughts, then there's a gap, then another thought, then a gap, then another thought. And this happens, and it's firing so fast. But the objective is to increase that gap, allowing room for divine ideas, greater ideas to drop in, for wisdom, inspiration, and guidance to drop in. So it's more about listening, more about being aware. This isn't about going to sleep and just relaxing. This is about quieting our mind intentionally. And the prayer part is certainly not about asking and begging and beseeching. We affirm when we pray. We pray in an affirmative way, giving thanks in advance for our good. Because in absolute reality, our good is already here, right? If we have the thought of our good that we want to see in our physical field of experience, and we have the thought of it, and we can develop it with our imagination, it has to already exist. It already exists. So our prayer should be one of thanksgiving in advance for whatever, whether it's health, relationships, finances, you know, certainly freedom, whatever it is, give thanks in advance. Next on the list is practice that gratitude intentionally. Get a gratitude journal. These are non-negotiable things that should be put into practice every single day. Practice gratitude. Write it out. What are you grateful for? How can we want more in our lives if we're not grateful for what we already have? But as you just heard me say in prayer, we're also not just giving appreciation and thanksgiving for what we have and what we have already experienced. We're giving thanks for what we expect to experience as well. This is the surest way to move into what you do want. So practice gratitude every day. Practice past gratitude for the good that you have received in days gone by. Practice present moment, present day gratitude, and practice future gratitude. Next one is being a person of increase. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, give your time and attention to the person you're speaking with. Look them in the eye. Be sincere and genuine. Offer sincere and genuine compliments. And I'm not talking about flattery here. I'm talking about being a person that leaves another feeling good about life and living, leaving them better off than they were before they met you. And this can be with strangers, with people we know. This can be in our environment, in our world. Maybe you pick up some trash. Maybe you're at line in the supermarket and there's the lady with the screaming kids in the cart. You can offer a kind, reassuring word. Whatever it is, just be a person of increase every single day. And the last on my list to share today is visualization. See it. You gotta see it. You gotta see it in your mind's eye. When you believe it and see it, then it'll come to pass in your field of experience. And I've done a tremendous amount of research in this area. You have to believe it, see it, and it'll come to pass. Add those feelings to your visualization. See yourself living the life you would love to live, and it must be made manifest in your world. Hey, that's it for today. Out of time already. Boy, I was rambling on for almost 20 minutes already. So we're going to call this one a wrap. We're going to end this episode with thanksgiving. I am so appreciative for each and every one of you that listens in. Totally, profoundly grateful for listening to this show, The Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, signing off. Until